Radio 1.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
Do you find Christmas a real pain in the ass? Do you object to complete strangers singing carols and ringing sleigh bells on your doorstep? Then you need new Bell Inn. Bell Inn stops bell ringers in the tracks by temporarily freezing them in their stupid little bells. That's right, no more sleigh bells and no more pesky carol singing. So give them something special this Christmas. Give them Bell Inn. And enjoy the silence in the season of goodwill. Bell Inn does not freeze carol singers permanently and can be defrosted using warm water or hot milk.
www.bbc.co.uk/Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Rock and roll, dude.
Question, tell me what you think about me.
Good morning. You're running close, you get what you give. And before that, Destiny's Child, Independent Woman. Are the women independent? They're not so independent, though, are they? Because they do everything that old fella, Charlie, tells them to do. More like under-the-thumb women, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a very good point, well made.
When I get to that age, right, I mean, to be quite honest, at any age, right, I'd like to be able to order three gorgeous women around. Right. Or two and Drew Barrymore, depending on what your preference is, I don't know. Anyway, thank you to the very lovely Sexy Nimone, she's dyed her hair again.
I know.
This woman can't have the same hairstyle for a week.
She's like Vidal Sassoon, she is.
Why does Vidal Sassoon have hair like that?
Likes to dye his hair.
Right, does he really?
Maybe, I don't know, really.
Well, hang on, you were the one who said it. Does he dye his hair or not?
I think so.
Like Charles Worthington.
Mm.
John Frieda.
That's your hairdresser, isn't it?
Or if you go to Leeds, Tony and Guy. You know, you make one little joke. I went in to see the Nimone crew, as I like to call them. And I was just pretending I was drunk. And the cheeky buggers actually believed me.
It's not a million miles from the truth.
Oh, I'm not drunk.
No,
though.
I don't mean today, but, you know, last week.
I am sober as an MP. Driving home at midnight. Completely sober. I didn't say anything, though, did I? And Phil, who works on the show, right, just turned around to me and went, go get yourself a coffee, mate. He thinks I'm drunk. Piers, the producer, is looking at me with a look of disgust. So what I've done to get him back is I've hidden his cigarettes in the smoking room.
Have you?
Yeah, that'll really... I'm kind of like a fat Craig from Big Brother. I've hidden his ciggies. So I'm in a good mood today. We met two guys in the pub last night. We're going to mention them now. Not that they'll be listening, but they said, he said hello to us tomorrow. He's rinsing me and my dad tomorrow in the show. And there's no chance of... Normally, I forget people's names. There's no chance of forgetting these two people's names because he kept coming up and reminding me all night long! You don't like people coming out rather than his ears. No, I don't really mind it, mate, but I'm just having a quiet drink. All right. Now, normally that's, like, a good enough hint for them to go away. No. All the way till 11 o'clock. Hi, Chris, it's me again. Oh, Ripper. Joy. But it was all right in the end.
I got landed, though.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks to my girlfriend.
Yeah. He comes up to me and goes, hey, where's Comedy Dave? Where's Comedy Dave? What's he look like? I went, oh, he's not here tonight. And he's standing right next to me, right? And I thought, well, I'll let him have a night off from the freaks. So I go, no, he's not here. What's he like? Has he got blonde hair? No, he hasn't, mate. He's got dark hair. And I start to describe what you look like. Bearing in mind, you're stood right next to him.
Mm.
And he doesn't realise. Anyway, he goes off, and God bless him, he buys me a pint. At which point, Dave's girlfriend turns around and goes, are you not buying Dave a pint? That's Comedy Dave there. Look, that's Comedy Dave right next to you. Oh, with a look on your face. Good Lord, it could have stopped traffic.
The thing was, though, he then came up and didn't believe me. And I then had to kind of audition to kind of prove I was me. He goes, speak for me.
What do you have to do to prove that you're Comedy Dave?
I said, hello, I'm Comedy Dave. He goes, yeah, I'm not sure. He goes, speak a bit more for me. Hello, my name's Comedy Dave. I work with Chris. He sounded a bit like him, yeah.
It's weird, though, when you get recognised, a lot of people come up to you and go, are you Chris Miles? Yeah, yeah. No, you're not. Okay, I'm not then. You are Chris Miles? Yeah. Are you really? Yeah. I don't believe you. Well, I can't give a monkey's either way then. I'm not Chris Miles. There's no skin off my nose. You are Chris Miles. Am I? Okay, fair enough. No, no, no. Say something. What? Like you want me to introduce the news and sport? What, you want me to talk up to the Kylie Minogue vocal? Oh, what do you do? I mean, you don't go to somebody at a party and go, oh, what do you do? I'm a dentist. Really? No, you're not. No, I am. Put a filling in. Do you know what I mean? What do you do? Oh, I'm a road digger. Really? No. Here, just plug this pneumatic drill in and just lay down some tarmac. Stupid. You really Comedy Dave?
Yeah.
Say something unfunny, then.
That's what you get a lot, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Are you really Rachel from the Chris Moore Show?
Yeah.
Tell us you run the London Marathon.
And in the London Marathon, you know, it is her! It is her!
Do you remember the names, then?
Yes.
I think I have, actually, as well.
I remember the names. Not a problem. Go on.
Joey.
Yeah.
And Peter.
Is the right answer. Peter was the dad.
Yeah.
And
he was
Joey,
absolutely plaster, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, mate, you left before he did.
No, I know.
You know your girlfriend left half a glass of red wine?
Yeah.
It didn't go to waste, to put it that way. Who's this wine? It's yours now if you want it. But it's wine. I don't think you look like the picky sort, to be quite honest, my friend. I think you'll drink it anyway. Yes, and he did. Anyway, Joe was nice, though. He bought me 2 pints. And that's always good in my books. So, morning to Peter and Joey, who are working in London at the moment, but probably wasted that link on them because they're probably not even awake yet. Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I'm getting old, mate. I'm really getting old.
I love it.
What?
This.
So do I.
Get busy with the fever on the dance floor.
What is the world coming to? Anyway, that's Outkast and B.O.B. Bob. Brilliant. What have we got to give away today, Dave?
Well, today's features are Who's in the Doghouse?
Oh, no, mate, come on.
What?
You've got to put a bit of life into it,
Dave. Trying.
Well, the next thing you know, you've got really show busy music.
Okay, let's try again.
All right, okay. Go!
On today's show, we've got Who's in the Doghouse, Girls Going to Football, Gargling, and we'll also be launching a special version of Hello, I'm Listening for the chance for you to join us on the 23rd of December when we do the show live from Leeds.
What are you talking that funny voice for?
I was trying to, like, light
for you to join us. I think that's good.
Prizes to be won on video today, Perfect Storm, starring George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg, the heart-wrenching true life adventure where a man confronts the awesome power of nature with terrifying and tragic consequences.
You know what, Dave?
What?
They die in the end.
I know. Also on video...
What? Did you not know that, Rachel?
No!
But you've given it away there by saying tragic consequences.
Yeah.
Tragic means death.
Yeah. They die in the end.
All of them.
Yeah. That fella from ER and the fella with the big thingy. Sorry, the music's for that. Should we start again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he has. He sounded like Spoonie from the Dream Team. That's like a third leg, mate. Off you go.
On video, Perfect Storm. Also, Father Ted, the final revelations, all 8 episodes from Series 3. Also to be won today, Tom and Jerry for the PlayStation. Eminem stuff and on...
Tom and Jerry for the PlayStation? You are joking.
No. Yeah, I just thought I'd put it on there for a laugh. We're not really giving it away.
Oh, since when have you had a sense of humour?
On CD, Artful Dodger, their debut album.
What? I just like the fact that I stopped the music and you stop, and then I start it again and you start.
Well, that's how it works, isn't it? Artful Dodger album. Pure R&B 2.
Oh, he kept on talking.
Well, I can't stop halfway through that, can I? What's pure R? What's pure R?
Pure R. Pure R.
Carry on.
It wasn't pure R, the little line in The Lion King. Pure R.
Pure R&B 2, also to be won today. The Kylie Minogue album Light Years, which we'll get her to sign when she comes in, because today's special guest is the gorgeous and lovely Miss Kylie Minogue, who will be here in about half an hour.
And Eminem stuff.
Said that.
What is the Eminem stuff? Caps. And baseball shirts. What side are the baseball shirts? What size are they? What?
Big.
Will they fit me?
No.
Excuse me. Dave, do you mind? Would they fit me, Rachel, my dear?
Let's have a look.
Okay, let's have a look.
I think they might. You might get it.
Might shoehorn you in there.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
You might not be able to button it up.
Hi, girls. And on the back, it's got Slim Shady.
Says Chitty Morgan here, by the way. Wearing a space bra.
Slim Shady and a big double zero on the back. That's made for you.
Try it on and you can stand in front of the webcam.
I'll try it on.
Go on, you look like a rough, tough street punk in that.
And let me have a look. It's a nice M&M top, actually. How many of these have you got to give away?
About a few.
Well, I want one.
I don't.
Actually, it might not.
I think it'll fit you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I won't try it on now, because I don't want you to see my boy boobs. But, no, I do.
Bra.
Huh?
Yeah, put the space bra on.
You must be joking. I'm not wearing that horrible, smelly bra. You've been wearing that every day for 3 months. You shower in it.
I'm going to space bra. Seriously, look, honestly, touch the side of it.
Oh,
just what she does all day.
No, I do not.
Touch the side of it. So you got people. It's wooden. It's a space bra. Space bra, my ass. Anyway, so what else is on the show? Is that it?
That's it, really, yeah.
All right, then, fair enough. So who's in the doghouse? Girls got a football, gardening, and a brand new contest, exclusive contest for you. Can imagine.
Nice, really nice.
Good lord! And do actually sound drunk now? Hang on. Your chance to come and see us when we do our show live on the last Saturday before Christmas,
December 23rd.
Thank you. That's the last Saturday before Christmas.
Absolutely.
However, if you're a boy and you've just woken up and you're in the doghouse, you need to phone for our top feature.
Who's in the doghouse?
08700 100.
Who's in the doghouse?
100. 08700 100 100 if you're in the doghouse. Dave, explain what is being in the doghouse.
Basically, if you're a bloke and you're in trouble with the girlfriend, then you ring us up and we'll help you out of your difficult predicament.
Now, the weird thing is that Dave's girlfriend, ironically enough, is in the doghouse this morning. True?
Yeah, kind of. I don't want to broadcast this kind of way, yeah.
Why not? You're quite happy to tell me about it in a taxi all the way in. She won't be listening, will she?
She might be.
Well, she's in the doghouse, mate. So you need to tell these women when they've been bad. What?
Women?
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you mean?
That's what they're called.
She is a woman, Rach.
She said it.
Women.
All right, you need to
you
tell
said it
these...
in a derogatory way.
What?
You said it in a derogatory way.
All right, you need to tell these chicks sometimes that they've done something wrong.
You can't let the babes push you around.
Hey, listen, when it comes to being bossy, the Sheilas normally have it covered. But when they're in the doghouse, you've got to tell them.
No, because women are always right.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Anyway, I'll go and answer the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Get a move on. Go on, waddle out and do the phones.
And then the marathon, you know.
You're in the doghouse. Kennel. Oh, 0800 100 100.
Late night, Radio 1. Stay tuned, stay chilled, stay up.
Sunday,
4 till 7 a.m.
Annie
on 1.
Annie Nightingale.
In the mix, Chicken Lips. Sunday, Annie Nightingale. 4 till 7 a.m.
New from Phantom Beats.
On one.
I think I'm ready for another dimension.
Radio 1 after midnight. Just listen.
This weekend on Radio 1, it's an all-exclusive rock set weekend.
It must have been love.
So if you want to get
for success.
And you think
she's got the look.
Come along and
color eyes.
with Radio 1's very own Clive Warren.
Now on Virgin.
That's the Radio 1 Rock Set Weekend. This weekend, only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1 Rock Set Weekend.
What's your problem? And before that was a beautiful advert for Annie Nightingale.
Annie Nightingale. In the mix. Chicken lips.
What did she say there?
Chicken lips.
It's either in the mix, chicken lips, or in the mix, pick and mix.
Annie Nightingale. In the mix. Chicken lips.
What?
It's chicken lips.
No, it's picking nits.
Chickens don't have lips, do they?
She's saying picking nits. You know,
the knit nurse.
Yeah, the knit nurse. She's saying in the mix, picking nits.
Annie Nightingale. In the mix. Chicken lips.
No, it's chicken. Definitely chicken.
You think so?
Yeah. Chicken
and then
lips.
The other bit of the advert is where they go, what? Why do they do that?
Shush. Annie underwater.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. Oh, 0800 100 100 if you're a boy and you're in the doghouse, call for...
Who's in the doghouse?
0800 100 100, call now. Radio 1. Right, Robbie Williams and Supreme coming up. Here's Rachel with news. It's 10:30.
Peckham remembers Damalola.
Radio 1, news beat.
Over 1,000 mourners are expected to take part in a community march through Peckham in London to remember murdered Damalola Taylor. The 10-year-old boy was stabbed to death. The body of a newborn baby girl has been found in the toilets at Newham College in East London. It's thought the baby was abandoned and a post-mortem will be carried out. Lawyers for George W. Bush are taking action to stop a hand recount of votes going ahead in Florida. It follows a surprise court ruling giving Al Gore new hope of the US presidency that they should be included in the final total. Three severe flood warnings are still in place on rivers in Wales and the Midlands. The spokesman for the Environment Agency for England and Wales, Archie Robertson, says the ground is saturated and likely to stay that way.
There's just nowhere for the water to go. Because it's winter, there are no crops growing really which can absorb the water and drive it off, and because it's cold there isn't much evaporation going on.
England are making slow but steady progress on the final day of the third test in Karachi. They're chasing Pakistan's first innings total of 405 and are 209 nice. For 3. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 11:30.
Very well done, you passed the test.
I forgot to update the cricket though and had to sort of look round Mickey's shoulder to
check. One cares.
No.
Okay. We're playing a little bit of a game with Rachel before the news. And the game is when she says a certain word, she's going to think of a certain member of staff naked. And I must admit...
putting it mildly, isn't it?
I thought you were going to go. I really did.
I nearly did.
Really? You're very professional.
Thank you very much.
You're very good.
Thank you.
Now, in the next bulletin, Dave and I are going to go through the glass and moon you.
Mm.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Blimey, you are desperate. Speak to you later.
Bye.
Radio 1. 0800 100 100. If you're a boy and you're in the doghouse, phone for Who's in the Doghouse. 0800 100 100. This is Robbie.
Party in the city where the heat is on.
Keep them closed.
They're closed.
Will Smith and Miami, Robbie Williams and Supreme. One of the prizes we have to give away today is an M&M baseball top, right?
Mm.
And I'm going to... I'm now wearing the top, and you'll be able to log on to Radio 1 Online and have a look on the webcam and see if it suits me or not.
Can I open my eyes yet?
Hang on, I've just got to breathe in a little bit. Off you go. Ta-da! What? You not think it's me?
Slim Shady. I tell you what, there's a lot of shade with that, do you know what I mean?
You cheeky sod.
It blocks the sun.
Yoi! You don't think I look good?
You look very urban, actually.
Do I?
Mm, I'm feeling that.
It's really heavy, actually.
Put the cap on, backwards.
All right, hang on then. I'm going to become Slim Shady. Chris Miles on Radio 1. Aye? For real, Dave? I'm checking it.
You look ridiculous.
Do you? What about if you put it on sideways?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, the cap on my headphones, if I put the cap on sideways. Hang on. Actually, there you go. How do I look?
I look like I'm playing for the Yankee Doodles.
Or whatever the team are called. I don't know. So the webcam's going to go off in a minute. I'm going to take a picture of myself. You ready? Is that all right? Do you like that pose?
Yes, yeah, nice, yeah.
I'm going to have a real hard pose. You ready?
Mm. You look like a fat ninja.
Hi, Stutter. I saw a game and a kick on us. You like that?
Are you going to wear that for Kylie?
You must be joking, no. She'll think I'm fat.
You are fat.
No, I'm not fat. I'm just...
Under-tall.
I'm just McDonald's-y challenged. That's all it is. Does it suit me or not, then?
Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
I like that.
I like the way... I like the way, you know, the buttons are kind of like, you know, struggling.
No, do you know what the buttons are doing? They're body-popping. That's what they're doing.
It's only popping.
What do you think, Richard? Honestly? You think I look like an idiot, don't you?
Yeah.
It shows off my super muscles, though. Look at that.
You still got your tattoo?
Don't think so.
They're still there, kind of.
Yeah.
This looks like dirt, though.
This woman came on the Friday... on the afternoon show a couple of weeks ago and gave us the worst henna tattoos in the world. I ended up walking out and looked like a birthmark. Melinda's looked like a pigeon and pooed on him.
Mm. Well, I think it really suits you.
I'm going to get one, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a real one. I really like I want a big snake down my arm. I think that would really suit my image.
A snake?
Yeah. And we were saying on the air, you know how some people on the knuckles have love on one hand and hate on the other? Well, Dave and I came up with the idea of me having fish on one hand and chips on the other. I like that idea.
I like it a lot.
You know what I mean? Or McDo on one and Arnold's on the other.
Or you're going to have on one arm stud muffin, on the other one egg McMuffin, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I'd like a tattoo, please.
Yeah, what would you like?
I'd like...
Cheeseburger.
KFC on one side and Burger King on the other, if that's all right.
Yeah, no problem, Chris, mate.
So does this suit me then or not?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Be honest.
In a big way. That does suit you.
You're just being cheap. What about the cap?
Cap's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Turn around.
All right, why?
That's good. That Slim Shady with a big double zero on the back. They look like a pair of comedy breasts. It's fantastic.
What, I have breasts on my back?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
With you, anything's possible.
The only thing is with these baseball tops, you know, because of the writing at the front, it comes through like that, it really rubs your nips.
You know what you need to do, don't you? You need to get those nipple plasters.
Is that what girls do? Honestly, it does, though. It rubs your nips. Yeah.
Adhesive nipple plasters. Stops the chafing.
Honestly, it rubs your nipples and it makes them come out like ice cubes.
Yeah.
Do you know, we should get Kylie to try this on when she comes in. I just think that might be quite nice.
You're too big for her, though.
Who cares, mate? I'm worth... It's worth risking. Things I've seen from the film Once in a Life at Spooks. So far, we've played Bob, and we've had a band called Spooks. Nice.
Bob Spooks.
Yeah. We've had Outkast, a liar, Spooks. We've got Storm, Architects, Cisco, Travis. Mate, see loads of
all the street flavours.
Amen. Amen to that, brother.
Mm.
Pink.
No diggity.
No doubt. You know what, Dave?
Word to your mother.
You know, because I was wearing that M&M top?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm feeding it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm wearing it.
Yeah, you're wearing it now, aren't you?
Mm.
If you go to Radio 1 on Foo, I look down with it.
Fat radio ninja.
Shut up. I look cool. I'm with it, Dave.
No, you're with it.
That's what I said. For real. And you are not showing me enough respect.
I think you look super fly.
Super fly and super slick. Shall we sort out some guys who are in the doghouse?
I think so, yeah.
Who's in the doghouse?
It's time for Who's in the Doghouse.
Who's in the doghouse?
If you're in trouble with the missus, for whatever reason, we'll sort you out. You ready, Dave?
Yep.
Let's go, then. Line one is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Where are you from?
Bedford.
Right, okay. You're in the doghouse?
Oh, I am.
Tell us why then, mate.
Well, last night I had a few beers, like any other Friday, and accused my girlfriend of seeing someone else.
Nice, really nice move. Because you were plastered?
Yes.
Right, okay, nice.
And arguments died down, and then about an hour later, got a message on my phone from a woman that I met the other week.
Nice.
And she wanted a chat, and so I thought that was the time I had to get up and leave, and I haven't been back since.
Oh, dear.
So does your girlfriend know about this message or not?
Yes, she answered it.
Ah,
oh,
good.
Nice,
even
mate.
Even better.
So have you done the dirty on your lass?
No, I haven't, no. I just met her.
Do you want to?
Just chatted to her, and we exchanged numbers, and that was it.
Why did you exchange numbers if you're in love with me? You shouldn't even be talking to other girls if you love me. I should be enough for you. I don't go around looking at other men.
Something like that, mate.
Exactly like that.
How long have you been with her for?
2.5 years.
Do you want to stay with her?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Please help.
Well, as ever in these situations, the real answer would be to stop drinking. But obviously we'd never ever tell you to do that.
Oh, of course not.
So, what you need to do, where's she now?
She's in town at the moment.
And where are you?
I'm at work.
When are you going home? When are you going to see her next?
When I leave here, 5 o'clock.
All right, okay. What you need to do, mate?
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. It sounds like somebody who goes out with a dog in the background. What you need to do, you need to go and get a big bunch of flowers.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, something really nice.
I've spent all my money on beer.
Right. Get some money off a mate, right? Get some flowers and that way...
Yeah, that gobby fella in the background.
Hey?
Get some off that gobby fella in the background there. He'll lend you money.
Yeah.
That way, if you make her happy sort of 5 o'clock, she'll let you watch Match of the Day at 10:30.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Yeah, do you like that?
Oh, I do like that.
And then get down on one knee, right, and tell her how much you love her. Look into her eyes and go... What's her name?
Nikki.
Go, Nikki. Shut up, mate! Nikki, when I look into your eyes, my heart begins to melt. You really are great fun, like fuzzy felt. I think you're really lovely. You're nice and snuggly. So let's go to bed and have a little cuddly. How about that, mate?
Okay, then.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Who's in the doghouse?
He seems happy now, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Who's in the doghouse?
Line two, hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, who's that?
Ali.
Ali, where are you from, mate?
I'm from Motherwell, but I'm living down near Birmingham at the moment.
No, never mind. We've all got a crossing line to bear.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so why are you in the doghouse then, my friend Ali?
Basically, I've been going with my wife for about 9 months, and we fell out the other week because basically my job. And I was supposed to go up today to, like, try and sort things out, get back together.
Right.
But I went out and got lashed up last night, and about 3 o'clock this morning I phoned her up. And she says, I'm busy, call us back in about 15 minutes. And me and my infinite wisdom turn in and says, why has the bloke not left your bed yet?
Ooh, nice.
Why was she busy at 3 in the morning?
She was getting pissed with the lassies, as far as I know.
She was what?
She was getting drunk with the rest of the girls.
Okay, all right then.
Nice. I got a shocking phone call this morning, shouting and screaming. So I'm sort of on my way up there just now, up to King's Lynn, with a tail between my legs.
All right, let me sort this out for you, don't worry. Right, no offence, but this girl that you're seeing, is she a bit thick? Is she quite intelligent?
She's not, anyway, she's smart.
Could you get away with saying that it wasn't you that rang, it was one of your mates?
No, I'm the only, one of the only Scottish people she actually knows.
Okay, what you need to do, you need to turn this round, all right? You need to turn this round so that she's in the wrong. Trust me, all right? Our lass is very good at this game.
This is going to be a difficult one.
Yeah. What you need to do is you need to convince her that, right, you went out and had a few drinks with your mates, but you were so desperate to see her, you couldn't wait, and so you had to ring her because you had to hear her voice.
Your heart was bleeding.
Yeah, and you were only joking about the other fella because that's just your sense of humour. And she's just not into it yet, but she will be. And say, I can't wait to see you, and when I see you, I'm going to take you out for a slap-up meal, and then afterwards... Wow, the best 3 minutes you've ever had, love. Do you know what I mean?
And before you get there, right, stop off at the garage, right, and get her one of those cuddly teddy bear things.
Yeah, get her some chocolates, right, but get her them kind of ones that look like long twigs, matchmakers, whatever they're called. Get her some of them, mate. She'll love them.
Yeah,
And get
a king size pot noodle. And say your love for me is as much
She's not even the size of a king pot noodle.
What?
She's not even the size of a king pot noodle.
Well, there you go. Say, do you like pot noodles? Right, you're a bloke, obviously you do. Say, I love you, honey, more than a king size pot noodle.
Right. Cheers,
Bagman.
Bye-bye. Bye. Who's in the doghouse?
Another satisfying
question. I think so. Who's in the doghouse?
Right, one more on line three. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Hiya, my name's Carl Robinson. I'm from Morecambe in Lancashire.
Hello, Carl.
How are you?
B-I-O. All right, so what's your problem, Carl?
Well, the problem is I was babysitting last night for my girlfriend, and I was supposed to be looking after the house, and we had a brand-new carpet fitted. All my mates came round and we all got really drunk, and I spilled loads of candle wax on a brand-new carpet. And to top it all off, today, I'm supposed to be going Christmas shopping with her, but I'm not. I'm going an all-dayer with the same lad. And we're going to watch the Mighty Morecambe, and they're on Match of the Day tonight. So you might even see me on telly. Oh, just think, two times in one day. First I'm on the radio in the morning, and then in the evening I'm on Match of the Day.
Brilliant.
Hey, that's not bad, is it, Chris?
Right, I've got to tell you, Carl, I can't understand why you're in the doghouse, because you sound like a super bloke to me.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. I think, right, if your lass gives you any grief, just turn around and go, listen, love, Miles, he loves me, I'm going to be on telly tonight, shove it up your ass, love, if you don't like it, go get someone else.
Hey, the thing is, Chris, she'd love that.
What's he... Well, you've got to say to her, listen, right, I'm a bloke, that's what blokes do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just say, look, I was supposed to be babysitting, which she did, right? You still babysat for her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? It's only a bit of candle wax. I mean, it could have been worse, you know what I mean? You could have, like, I don't know, knocked over the telly or something.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, it is a brand-new carpet. That's why she's a bit mad. And I've tried to sort of be nice to her.
Hang on a second. It could have been worse. You could have set fire to the house and burned the house down.
And the dog.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, it's only a bit of candle wax, isn't it? What's the problem?
Very true.
All right. Well, there you go. And I think you should go and watch Morecambe in round two of the FA Cup today, mate.
They're going to dunk Cambridge.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some First Division club, I reckon, in round three. Once we have Match of the Day today, I'll do a striptease. I'll do a pitching version, Chris.
All right, then, yeah.
Watch out for me, won't you?
Mate, do a streak at half-time.
Yeah, I'll say streak, half-time streak.
Yeah.
Watch out for me. Of a T-shirt. You know when a player scores a goal, he wears a T-shirt saying, I've just scored my 100th goal, or
right.
I've just had a baby boy or something. Well, I'm going to have a T-shirt saying, I know Chris Miles.
There you go. That's nice. I like that idea. All right, Carl, good luck, mate.
Yep, cheers, Chris.
All right, we'll see you later.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye. Who's in the doghouse?
See, I think he sounds like a nice guy.
Who's in the doghouse?
You know what I mean?
He's going on an all-dayer.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that I like to hang out with. He's the kind of guy that my girlfriend hates me hanging out with.
Sensible, you know, babysitter types.
Anyway, so good luck, Carl, and good luck to Morecambe in the FA Cup round two this afternoon. And look out on Match of the Day tonight on BBC One to see if you see Carl doing his striptease.
Football Live.
Chelsea should be challenging Liverpool.
The Leeds are struggling.
Sunderland playing Coventry.
Manchester United home to Everton.
Leicester, Derby County.
Southampton nil.
Spurs. Middlesbrough.
Ipswich. Newcastle.
Manchester City.
Aston Villa.
Charlton.
West Ham.
Bradford City.
Arsenal have had the chances.
Every team. Every signing. Every story. Every match.
The home of the Premiership. Only on the home of live sport. 9:09 and 6:93 a.m. BBC 5 Live.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Girls Kind of Football coming up later.
It's time to burn.
And our guest is on early today. Instead of being after midday, after 11.
Wow.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because these pop stars are like, they get all big headed and everything. So our guest today is Kylie Minogue. And she's looking lovely.
She always looks lovely.
Yeah, sure. Well, no, every so often she looks a bit ropey, but today she looks beautiful.
It's time to burn.
And she's on in about 5 minutes. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Radio 1. Travis and Turn before that, Cisco and Incomplete. Right, if you're a girl and you're going to a football match today, then call now for Girls Going to Football.
08700 100 100. You have to be a proper fan.
And not a man. See that? See what we did there? Had to be a proper fan and not a man, because it's girls going to football.
Chris Miles, thank you very much.
08700 100 100. Right, we have to talk to our guest now.
I know.
Normally our guest comes in after midday.
But not today.
But Miss Turney Pop Queen.
Yeah, I want to come in at 11. I can't come in at 12.
That's my Australian accent, by the way.
Very good.
Straight, mate. I'm coming in at 11. I've got to fly somewhere.
I can't do the voice.
You dig. You great flaming galore.
Now listen, boys. What's going on here?
Nothing, Sheila. We're just having a few titties.
Charlene.
Oh, listen, I heard you had a few quiet ones last night, as a matter of fact.
It's truth, love.
That's not bad.
Thank you very much.
It's not bad at all.
Thank you very much. Well, it's because I just look so much like Toadfish.
Yeah,
me,
you do. Yeah.
How are you? Gorgeous Kylie Minogue.
Good, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, look at you all wrapped up in your little jumper.
Yeah.
Look all snuggly.
Little scarf.
Aww. Aww. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
A little tired?
Hmm.
Time to get to bed?
2.
Well, it's not bad. Were you out partying?
No. My mind was just racing. What about you guys?
Our mind wasn't racing anywhere.
Had it come to a standstill.
Well, mine was in reverse.
I had a few cheeky beers, and then my friend came around to see me about 11:30, and we had a few little drinks and
a
chat.
Did you have a party?
Last night?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What is it there?
Someone out there.
No, I didn't have a party last night. If I did have a party, of course I'd invite you. And you wouldn't turn up. But still, I'd expect that. So, thank you for coming to see us. Where are you going later? Why? Because normally our guests come in at midday, but of course, little pop princess Kylie.
Truth, mate.
I want to come in at 11 o'clock, mate.
No, I've got to rehearse for the Smash It Awards.
You don't need to rehearse for that, do you? Just walk on and do it.
No, I've got to know where I'm going.
Oh, well, thank you very much for coming to see us.
That's okay.
She's lovely, isn't she?
She's very lovely, yes. She's
lovely. How's your love life?
I knew that'd be one of the first things you'd ask me.
He's obsessed with you, though.
It's,
Oh, that's not true.
It's...
Not to the point of, you know, getting a restraining order out of me or anything like that.
No, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you been with your current fella for?
Just about a year.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blimey.
Stone the crows.
He'll be worried now.
Yeah, well, knowing I was coming in here today.
The clock is... Well, I don't know about that, but the clock
is
ticking.
Competition from you.
You know what I mean? It's been a year now. You'll be getting bored sooner or later.
Have you got a girlfriend?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long's that been going on?
When do you start
it's
from?
It's a difficult one. Do you start from when we first started seeing each other, or then when we actually got back together again? Which point would you start from?
Oh, is it a bit, up and down?
No, she just peed me off, so I dumped her. And then I got bored from
talking about
it. Well, no, not really, but you know what I mean. She's high maintenance. Oh, God, I hope she's not listening.
She's probably tuned in.
No, she's working this morning.
But one of her girlfriends... The ultimate spies.
And they always get it wrong, and they'll go, "Oh, he was really slagging you off." It's like, I'm not slagging her off. But no offence, but you seem as though you would be high maintenance as a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, this year has not been an easy year as well. I've been so busy and travelling all over the place and getting home and just going, ugh. So, I don't think I'm the easiest.
Do you get ratty? Do you get moody?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You throw tantrums?
No, I don't throw tantrums. I get a bit insular sometimes, and I think being quiet is...
Insular. Like, that's like an island, isn't it?
I thought that's what you took, like, if you...
I know, diabetic. That's insulin.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. You're so intelligent.
She's like big words and everything.
Yeah, I know. You imagine going out with her.
She's got everything.
You wouldn't know what she was talking about.
It's 11:11. Quick, before it changes. It's 11:11. I have a thing about 11:11. Anyway, right, so what was I saying?
Are you high? Yeah, she was out drinking last night, you can tell.
No.
And smell the vodka from here.
You can see.
So, no, you get a bit of insulin, yeah?
Yeah, get some insulin and that's it, I'm out.
Right, wow. That's a night out with Kylie, yeah. Isn't it? Wow.
No, I just get a bit quiet sometimes.
You don't really talk about your personal life that much, do you?
No.
You don't like
you do pry some of it out of me, but...
Yeah.
No,
that's my job, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just interested, that's all. I just know, because I imagine going out with you would be hard work. And I mean it in a nice way. hell.
Why?
Well, because, you know, as you said yourself, you're very busy.
Mm.
And you're flying all over the place. So whoever goes out with you has got to have a lot of patience.
Yes.
And then, of course, when you do come home, you're tired and you're ratty and you want what you want. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And he might want to go out down the pub, have a few tinnies.
Have a few quiet ones.
With the boys. And you might want to quinine in on the sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
do you round with him much?
No.
I bet you do.
No.
God, I bet you're hard work. I bet you are.
Yeah, but when I'm good, I'm very good.
I bet you are.
Like,
well,
little Miss Muffet.
Wow. Do you dress up in little hot pants and dance for him?
Oh, stop now.
Well, you do this in your videos.
Well, you know, that's work.
Are you a sexy person in real life, or are you quite boring?
I have my moments.
Really?
Yeah. I have my incredibly boring moments as well.
Yeah. I'm not tonight, baby. I've got a headache.
Rack off, Chris.
Do you ever use the headache excuse? Have you ever used that? Be honest, ever in your life, have you ever used a headache excuse?
I haven't used the headache. I would probably term it differently, because you can't say that.
You ever said, honey, I'm too tired? You have, come
it
on,
has,
admit
it. It has happened.
Yeah! Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were no point being half-hearted about it.
Well, no, you know. Good for you?
Yeah.
So it's not just me it happens to them.
It happens to you six times a week, though, doesn't it?
Six? Six times a week? You must be joking. Well, it might get turned down three times a month. You know, there's a bank holiday in there, do you know what I mean? She's a bit drunk, something like that. What? I notice every time you come on the show, you're always kind of a little bit shaky for the first couple of
minutes. I am!
For the first kind of 10, 15 minutes, and then you really get, you relax, and then you get into the idea.
Well, it's a combination of relaxing and my coffee intake is happening as we speak, so...
No, you're safe with me. You've been on the show enough times to know that, you know... I know I'm safe with you.
You do take me to the edge, though.
Well, yeah, but because, you know,
it
ain't no Jamie Thigston boring interview. Tell us about your album, you know, all that rubbish. I want to, you know, if you pardon the expression, get inside the real kind of...
Oh.
I wish I'd never said that. But you know what, I didn't mean that to be like that. Although,
yes, you did.
If it's ever an offer, yeah.
It's been a long time since I made you tea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you offering?
Will it get me out of the studio for 10 minutes?
Oh, thank you very much. Right, let's play Kylie Minogue's new single, which is called Please Stay.
Yes.
And I'd like you to please stay.
Hell of a link.
And don't forget, you ladies at home, phone for girls going to football if you're a girl and you're going to a football game, of course. Take your time, love. Whenever you're ready, put your headphones on.
I'm ready.
No wonder Pete Waterman looks so old. All those sessions of Kai in the studio. He's only 23. When was the last time you saw Pete Waterman?
Years ago.
Are you still friends?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did an interview the other day on a special for him, and I just get messages back saying, oh, he says nicer things about you, and, you know, we kind of have glowing things to say, but I actually haven't seen him in a long time. What?
You've changed. You should stay in touch. He made you loads of money. Well, and you made him lots of money.
Yeah.
Not that it's just about money, of course.
We could do a Christmas card at least. Right?
Well, yeah. Well, obviously you can't even be bothered to do that, young madam.
He can't write, though, can he?
God, he's...
Who can't write?
Pete Waterman.
As in what, he can't write?
I thought he couldn't read and write.
What, he's dyslexic?
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't at first, could he?
Really?
Hmm. There you go, interesting pop fact.
I've never met him, but I've been told he's a very, very nice man.
Mm.
So there you go. I'll move on now. I'll touch the sore point there.
No.
God, I'm all right talking about her having headaches with the old fella, but I'm not talking about Pete Waterman. Right, let's do girls going to football then, and Kylie's going to join him because she just told us she's a massive football fan. Mm. Isn't that right?
You're such a liar.
Yeah. And she wants to take me out for dinner.
Well, all right, that bit was true. No.
Sorry, love, I'm washing my hair. Right, line one, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
It's Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from?
I'm from Brighton.
Oh, lovely. And who are you going to, what game are you going to today?
We're going to Brighton and Albion away at Scunthorpe.
Oh, how exciting.
Yep.
A beautiful trip to Scunthorpe.
It is, yeah.
And who are you going to the game with?
I'm going with my boyfriend Colin, my brother Darren, and two friends, Matthew and Andy.
All the boys?
Yep.
Right. When you're out with the boys, do you feel like a boy?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Who's your favourite player, Amanda?
Sorry?
Cut her off. Who's your favourite player, Dippy?
Oh, Danny Cullip.
Yeah, pay attention, woman. You're on the radio, for God's sake. What do you think the score's going to be today, then?
2-1 to Brighton.
2-1 to Brighton. What do you think the score's going to be, Kylie?
1-1.
1-1. Okay, good. Let's find out from Mystic Dave what he thinks.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's magic.
That's impressive.
Isn't it, just?
Scunthorpe 0. Brighton and Hove Albion 2.
Yay!
There you go. Have fun at the game there, Dippy.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You got lost. Line 2, hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are
it's
you?
Emma. Oh, I'm okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm great, Emma.
Oh, cool.
Say hello to Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Emma.
You alright?
Good. You all rugged up, ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Rugged up?
I'm actually at the Dartford Crossing at the moment. I've just been told to move my car on. I said, hang on, I'm on Radio 1. Bear with me, but it's OK. They've moved on and he's
gone
up to the policeman, so I have to be quick anyway. But
right.
I want to see Arsenal.
That's a great story. I have no idea what you're talking about, love, but it's nice to have you on.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
I want to see Arsenal.
Arsenal play Newcastle today.
Yeah.
All right, and who's your favourite player?
Vieira.
Oh, I love Vieira, don't you, Kylie?
I love Vieira as well.
Oh, yeah.
Vieira, lovely. That's my mother's name.
That's Vera.
That's close. And who are you going to the game with?
My boyfriend Tim and his mate Dave.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think the score will be with Arsenal and Newcastle?
Well, I reckon, because we haven't been doing so well lately, I reckon we're going to get it in the goal today. 3-0 to Arsenal.
3-0 to Arsenal. Oh, it's a bit confident of you. What do you think, Miss Minogue?
Oh, God, I have no idea. But the cheery music is just...
Say 1-0 to Newcastle.
Okay, 1-0 to Newcastle.
Oh, dear, that was a bit of a very controversial prediction from Kylie. Dave, what about you, son?
Arsenal 3. Newcastle United 1.
Wow.
All right, have fun at the game, Emma.
Thank you.
Bye.
She sounds like a jolly little
lovely girl.
Isn't she?
Lovely.
Yeah, and finally, line 3. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Becky from Canterbury.
Oh, it's Becky from Canterbury. Say hello to Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Becky.
Say hello to Kylie.
Hello, Kylie.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. All right, so what game are you going to today?
I'm going to West Ham Villa.
Oh, you're a West Ham fan?
I am indeed.
Who's your favourite player?
The best, Decanio.
Oh, Decanio. What do you think, Kylie?
Love... him.
Yeah, love him, yeah. Pretty much generally they're always blokes in football teams. You know, go for that, you'll be alright.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't even be in here in this section. I know nothing.
But you're enhancing
you do,
it.
You know what position he plays, don't you?
I know he's a striker.
Oh, you just peed on her chips then. You just ruined her glory.
Shouldn't have interrupted, Ben.
All right, so what do you think the score's going to be?
West Ham are going to storm him 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with her confidence.
Okay, fair enough. Kylie agrees. Let's find out if Dave agrees.
West Ham 2. Aston Villa 2.
It's a draw. Sorry about that, love.
All right,
but have a nice time in the game. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. And that was Girls Going to Football with predictions from Dave and Kylie Minogue. Right, last week, you predicted Aston Villa 1, Newcastle 2.
Mm.
The score, Aston Villa 1, Newcastle 1.
Close.
Right.
Mm.
Last week, you predicted Manchester United 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
And the score was...
Manchester United 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Thank you very much.
And Bradford 2, Coventry 1
yep.
was your prediction.
Mm.
The actual score was Bradford 2, Coventry 1.
Thank you very much.
You did very well. You've got 2 out of 3. Well, I'll give you 2.5 out of 3.
Thank you. Yeah. My Mystic Bulls didn't let me down.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, lady. This is breakfast. We've had some emails, chappers. Love, peace and empathy from Hannah Morris, who says, get a haircut, join a gym, get your clothes from other places in a trash can and have a shave. Wow, your entire face is made entirely of one big angry wrinkle then.
All right.
You were grimacing in a Nick Coffin styling.
What, like a pantomime villain?
Yeah, he's so bad. He was grimacing all over the place last night. You know what I mean? Nick Cotton and Terry Duckworth. All it take, one crossbow, 2 arrows. I mean, a nation would weep with joy. This here is Breakfast.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox. Radio 1.
Kylie Minogue's our guest today. She's looking very beautiful for the radio appearance. And I'm very pleased that you've made an effort. You scrub up well. You look very nice. Wearing a very nice jumper.
Thank you.
You're wearing jeans or trousers? What are you wearing?
Jeans.
Jeans, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Let's have a look at the boots. Wow. They're like lacy boots.
Mm. Yeah.
They're like lingerie.
They are like lingerie, but in a boot.
Mm. Wow. She has like lingerie boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her underwear is kind of like, you know, boot. It's all leather.
Snake skin.
Ooh, move on. So more from Kylie in a bit. We're going to talk about her tour and her album and ask lots of Jamie Thigston type questions. And then we'll get to the nitty gritty and ask her lots of personal stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
Rawr, tiger. And hang on there, because we'll play Rudy Silva and Stereophonics coming up. Here's Rachel Wood News. It's 11:30.
Marchers pay respect to Damalola.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Over 1,000 people are expected to march through Peckham in London today in memory of murdered 10-year-old Damalola Taylor. A memorial service, the second in 4 days, will then be held. Matt Smith reports.
Damalola Taylor bled to death in a stairwell on a Peckham estate after being stabbed 12 days ago. Police are still hunting his killers. Today's march and service is being staged to show local people's respect and anger.
A woman's been knocked down and killed at a bus stop at Bolton in Greater Manchester. A bus driver's been arrested. Childminders are being given the right to smack children in their care from September, as long as their parents agree. It doesn't apply to nurseries and creches. Officials in Florida are recounting thousands of votes by hand after a surprise court ruling. It's a boost to Al Gore's presidential campaign. Cars and coaches queuing for ferries at Calais are being checked for stowaways. P&O Stena Line have extended their crackdown on lorries. Cricket and England are chasing Pakistan's first innings total of 405 in the third day of the third test at Karachi. They're now 257 for 4. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 12:30.
Hey, Rachel, baby.
Hey.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Kylie Minogue's in our studio.
I know. Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
Hello.
She fancies me.
What did you say?
You have turned into a bit of a giggling girly, actually, Chris.
No, I haven't. Give over.
It's sweet, though.
She fancies me.
Does she?
Do you know what I think it is? I think she's a bit of a chubby chaser, really. And she likes guys with a bit of meat on them.
Yeah, and a bit.
Shut up. And I think she likes my cheeky sense of humour.
So what makes you think that she fancies you, then?
Because she looks me in the eye without vomiting, which is always a good sign. hasn't left. And she's been on the show before, so she knows what I'm like, but she keeps coming back.
Oh. Do you know what I mean? All the signs are there, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're in there.
Yeah, I tell you, she'd never have any headaches with me. I need that for nothing. Nah. Anyway, speak to you later.
Okay,
Rachel.
Bye.
She's signing her out. Nothing, I'm just looking, that's all. She's writing down a phone number for me. No, she's not. She is. You forget, I've already got a phone number from the last time she was on the show.
That's when you're supposed to go out for a drink and you bottled out.
Yeah, but she bottled out.
No, you bottled out.
She didn't go out either.
Doesn't matter.
Look, we'll argue about this later. I haven't got time now.